Good afternoon. I am pleased to be back here again with you today.
弟兄姊妹，下午好！我很高兴今天再次回到你们当中。
I know that different cultures have different ways of doing weddings. In American culture, it's typical for the bride's family to host a big reception after the wedding ceremony. As a father of the bride and one who has married nieces, I have some insights into how those receptions are planned. And one of the big issues is how many people to invite and who to invite.
我知道不同的文化有着不同的方式的婚礼文化。在美国文化中，典型的做法就是新娘的家人在婚礼后举办盛大的宴席。作为一个新娘的父亲和一个有着几个已婚侄女的人，我对如何安排计划这样的婚宴有一定的经验。婚宴中最大的难题就是要邀请多少人来参加，以及要邀请谁来参加。
Often this problem is managed through using what is typically called an A list and a B list, even if the existence of such lists is never mentioned. These lists are a way of ranking who must be invited and who the bride would like to invite.If there's enough space.
通常解决这样的问题是用一个通常被称为 A 列表或者 B 列表的名单来解决。此类名单的存在可能从来不会被提到。那么这些列表是对那些必须邀请来参加的人进行排名。还有就是如果有足够的空位的话，哪些人是新娘还想邀请来参加的人。
I've been to a lot of weddings in my past, and I've gotten the impression that more than once I was on the B list of invites to the wedding reception. And on one occasion, I think I may have been on the C list of invites.When I was placed in a table far back in the room, right near the doors of the kitchen, and the wait staff was constantly going in and out those doors right next to me.
在我过往的人生中参加过很多的婚礼，我的印象是至少一次以上我被列在婚宴的这个 B 名单里面，而且有一次我想我可能是被邀请在 C 名单上。我被安排在房间最后的一张桌子上，餐桌就靠近厨房门，服务的人员就在我的身旁不停地穿梭进入厨房的门。
My reason for mentioning this somewhat humbling experience is because of where I think the action takes place in today's scripture. I think the action takes place back near the kitchen, if not in itas opposed to way up front with the bridal party and the honored guests.
我之所以提到这一段有些卑微的经历，是因为我认为类似的事情情节就发生在今天讲到的经文中。我想这一场景的发生靠后面附近的厨房，即使是不发生在厨房的话，也绝对不会发生在在新娘和尊贵的客人面前。
With that in mind, let us read this short passage from the second chapter of the Gospel of John, which is often referred to as the wedding feast at Canaan. So please turn with me to the Gospel of John, starting in chapter 2, verse 1.
有鉴于此，让我们来诵读约翰福音第二章中的一小段经文。它通常被称为迦拿的婚宴，请跟我一起翻开约翰福音，从第二章第一节开始。弟兄姊妹可以请起立。
On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine."
第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒们也被邀请去赴席，酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
Woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servant, do whatever he tells you to do.
耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Nearby stood stick stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet.
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里。每口可以剩两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说，你们现在可以舀出来送给管宴席的，他们就送了去。弟兄姊妹请坐。
In some ways, this passage seems relatively straightforward. But in thinking about it over the years, I've come up with a number of questions, such as, how did Jesus get these new friends of his into the wedding? And what is Mary's role here?
从一些方面来说，这段话似乎是相对简单明了。但这些年来，我在思考这个问题的过程中也提出了一些其他的问题，比如耶稣是如何让他的这些新朋友参加婚礼，还有玛利亚在这里扮演了什么样的角色。
Now I am not at all certain about what is going on here, but the fact that Jesus could show up at a wedding and have these new best friends of his who are hungry looking lot also get invited into the wedding reception at the last moment indicates that someone had some special pull at this wedding reception.
我完全不确定这里发生了什么，但事实上，耶稣能出现在婚礼上，并让他这些新的好朋友，他们看起来都很饿了，在最后一刻也被邀请来参加婚宴。这表明这场婚宴中有人有着一种特殊的吸引力。
The other question is, why is Mary the one trying to solve the problem of the wedding feast running out of wine?
另一个问题就是，为什么是玛利亚试图解决婚宴上酒不够了的问题？
I think the best answer may be that Mary was not just a regular guest at the wedding feast. But instead she was helping with the food and beverage management at the reception for a member of the family, perhaps for a cousin or a niece. And if Mary was serving in the role of a food and beverage manager for the family, she might have been able to allow Jesus' friends to join the wedding party, realizing that there was probably enough food to feed them.
我认为最好的答案可能就是玛利亚不仅仅是婚宴上的普通宾客，而且她是这个家族中的成员，来帮助管理婚宴上的餐饮。也许是为她的表妹或侄女。如果玛利亚担任的角色是这个家的餐饮的管理者，她可能会允许耶稣的朋友们加入婚宴，因为她意识到 可能有足够的食物来饱足他们。
And if I'm right, the one thing Mary was not expecting, that there was not enough wine. In fact, the wine running out way too soon was going to cause a major embarrassment for the family. That was the last thing Mary would have wanted to happen. So when she wondered what she could do about this problem, she thought about her son.
如果我是对的话，玛利亚没有预料到一件事，就是她没有想到有足够的酒。事实上，酒很快被喝完了，这会令一家人非常的尴尬。这是玛利亚最不希望发生的事情，因此她想自己能够用什么方法来解决这个问题的时候，她想到了她的儿子。
Mary therefore approached Jesus and raised the problem of the wine shortage with him. Surprisingly, Jesus seemed to dissemble and give her an evasive answer. That wasn't helping. But Mary's response to Jesus' non-answer further increases my belief that she was in fact helping to manage the food at the wedding reception. For it seems she had no time for Jesus' unhelpful answer. Perhaps she had to attend to another crisis in the kitchen.
因此，玛利亚来到耶稣的面前，向他提出了酒不够的问题。令人惊讶的是，耶稣似乎不以为然，并给了他一个闪烁其词的回答。这对玛利亚并没有什么帮助，但是玛利亚对耶稣没有答案的回应，让我更加的相信，他其实就是在帮助管理婚宴上的食物，因为他似乎没有时间听耶稣无意的回答，也许他还得赶快去厨房里处理另外一个危机。
So what was she to do about this wine problem? Well, she turned abruptly to this group of servants who she seemed to have at her beck and call, and she fixes her gaze on these servants, and pointing to Jesus, she told these servants to do whatever he tells you to do. Then she seems to have stormed off to deal with another crisis going on back in the kitchen.
那么对于不靠酒的问题，他该怎么办呢？好吧，他突然转向这群似乎听他指挥的仆人，他注视着这些仆人，指着耶稣，告诉这些仆人说：“他让你们做什么，你们就做什么。”然后他似乎又跑去厨房处理其他的危机去了。
Now at this point, I think we need to take a step back and look at what is going on in the Gospel of John.
此刻我想我们需要回顾一下，看看在约翰福音中发生了什么。
We know from reading the entire gospel that John is an artful and masterful teller of his gospel narrative. In the first chapter, he explains to us in theological terms who Jesus really is. And then he explains, Jesus' relationship to John the Baptist.And how Jesus is going to pivot from John's ministry of baptizing people with water to Jesus' ultimate ministry of baptizing people with the Holy Spirit.
通过阅读整本福音书，我们知道约翰是一位艺术技巧娴熟的福音叙述者。在第一章中，他用神学术语向我们解释了耶稣的真实身份，或者耶稣到底是谁。然后约翰解释了耶稣和施洗约翰的关系，以及耶稣如何将从约翰用水为人施洗的事工转向耶稣用圣灵为人施洗的终极事工。
And finally, the Apostle John tells us how Jesus collected his first few disciples, including John,And John ends this narrative by recounting how Jesus told the disciples that they were going to see the angels of heaven ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. That phrase is pregnant with meaning from the Old Testament, from Genesis to Daniel.
最后，使徒约翰告诉我们，耶稣如何呼召了包括他在内的最初的几个门徒。约翰在结束这段叙述的时候告诉我们，耶稣告诉门徒，他们将看到神的使者上去下来在人子身上。那么这句话包含了旧约从创世纪一直到但以理书的含义。
And after the exalted statements, John turns surprisingly to this heartwarming but somewhat everyday event of a wedding reception. I wonder why John would go from communicating these great theological truths to telling a story about a crisis at a wedding reception. But then, we have to recognize who the main character is in the first part of the wedding reception story, and who it is that tells the servant and us to do whatever Jesus tells them to do.
在这些崇敬高深的叙述之后，约翰出人意料的转向了这个温暖人心但又有点日常的婚宴活动。我不明白约翰为什么要从传达这些伟大的神学真理，转而来讲述婚宴上危机的故事。但我们必须认识到，在这个婚宴的故事的第一部分中，谁是主角？是谁告诉仆人们和我们要听从耶稣吩咐我们要做的事情
？This character is Jesus' mother.The one person who knew Jesus better than any other human being would ever know him. Because she was his mother. She had lived with him for probably 30 years now at this point. And let's face it, who knows us better than our mothers?
这个角色就是耶稣的母亲。她比任何人更了解耶稣，因为她是他的母亲。那时他已经和他一起生活了将近30年。面对现实也是如此，谁能比我们的母亲更了解我们呢？
It is this person, the mother of Jesus, who John now uses to give us probably the most important exhortation we can ever receive. And that is,to do whatever Jesus tells us to do.
正是这位耶稣的母亲，约翰借着她带给我们最重要的劝告，那就是耶稣吩咐我们做什么，我们就去做什么。
Do whatever Jesus tells you to do. That is probably the best advice that anyone could ever give us. And why?Well, because as Peter confessed, Jesus has the words of eternal life.
耶稣吩咐你们做什么，你就做什么。这可能是任何人给我们最好的建议。为什么呢？正如彼得所承认、所宣告的，耶稣有永生之道。
Jesus is also the great shepherd who with his words leads us into green pastures and beside still waters where we're fed.He also steers us away from sinful and harmful actions.
耶稣更是我们的大牧人，他用他的话语带领我们到青草地、溪水边，在那里喂养我们得饱足。他还引导我们远离罪恶和一切的糟蹋。
He tells us positively what to do, like love the Lord your God with all your heart.And all your soul, and all your mind, and love your neighbors as yourself.
他吩咐我们当如何正确行，要尽心、尽性、尽意爱耶和华你的神，并且还要爱人如己。
And Jesus also tells us what not to do. And particularly, he warns us about sinning. He says, if your eye causes you to sin, then pluck it out.If our hand causes us to sin, then cut it off. It is better to go into life with one eye in one hand than to be thrown into hell with both.
耶稣也告诉我们，不应该做什么，特别是警戒人们不要犯罪。他说，如果我们的眼睛是我们犯罪，就把它挖出来；如果我们的手是我们犯罪，那就把它砍掉。带着一只眼睛、一只手进入永生，总比带着两只眼睛、两只手下地狱要好。Now
this raises the point that we do not always take literally whatever Jesus tells us to do. And sometimes he exaggerates for effect, but we can usually figure that out.
这就产生了一个问题，即我们并不总是按照字面的意思去理解耶稣告诉我们要做的事情。有时候耶稣为了强调效果这样说，但我们通常都能够理解这一点。
Jesus also frequently warns us against the harmful influences of our culture. Things like placing our hope in material possessions rather than being rich in the things of God, as he says in the parable of the rich fool. Jesus does not only tell us what to do and what not to do, he also gives us essential guidance for our lives. I remember coming across this passage when I was a young man, and I was worried about many things. I read in the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus tells us, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you as well.
我看到这段话，我在登山宝训中读到的。耶稣告诉我们，你们要先求他的国、他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。Now,
not everything Jesus tells us to do concerns what to do or not to do or how to orient your thinking.
那么，先求神的国这个命令，调整了我的人生方向，使我走上了今天的道路。现在耶稣吩咐我们。
Some of his most important commands have to do with what you think about him. The Apostle John recounts this question that the people asked Jesus. They ask, what must we do to do the works that God requires? And Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one that he has sent. Jesus tells us to believe in the one that God has sent, meaning to believe in him.
我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？耶稣回答说：“信神所差来的，就是做神的功。”耶稣告诉我们要相信上帝所差来的那一位，意思就是要相信耶稣。And
what does Jesus command his troubled disciples to do at the Last Supper? He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me."
在最后的晚餐上，耶稣命令他的门徒们做什么呢？他说：“你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。” And
that brings me back to the wedding feast at Cana. Mary was in the midst of a crisis, one that she could see no way to solve. And to whom does she turn in this moment of crisis? to Jesus and to whatever he was going to tell her to do.
这个把我们带回到迦南的宴席上。玛利亚正处在危机之中，她看不到解决的办法。在这个危机时刻，她向谁求助呢？就是耶稣，以及耶稣要告诉她说，要她做任何的事情。My
point this afternoon is simple, very simple. Do whatever Jesus tells you to do. This should be the guiding principle of your life. It should guide you in the big things, such as your life direction, and also in the small things of what we do and think and say every day.
今天下午我讲到的要点很简单，就是耶稣让你做什么，你就做什么。这应该成为你生活的指导原则。在大的方面，比如说你人生的方向，在小的方面，比如说我们每天所做的、所想的、所说的，都应该以此为原则指导。It
is also important in the midst of the crises in our lives, because that is where Mary was.
在我们生活中遇到危机的时候，这一点更重要，就如玛利亚那样。Now
I admit, sometimes it can be confusing to figure out what it is Jesus is telling us to do. This is often the case in our crises. And to be perfectly honest, sometimes what Jesus tells us to do can seem to be so confining and so against the grain, kind of like telling servants to fill stone jars with water to solve a wine shortage problem. And this is where faith in Jesus comes in.
但我承认，有时候认清楚耶稣告诉我们要做的事情，看起来令人困惑，那么的不合常理。就像耶稣吩咐仆人们往石缸里面装水，用来解决酒用尽了的问题。但这恰恰是对耶稣信心所在。The
point is, we need to do what Jesus tells us to do, while trusting in him as the one the Father has sent to guide us, protect us, and comfort us, especially in our crises, especially when things are confusing.
重点是，我们需要按着他的吩咐去做，同时相信他是天父派来引导我们、保护我们、安慰我们的主。尤其是在你遇到危机的时候，尤其是遇到令你困惑事情的时候。
But you are not helpless in your life situation. Remember what John the Baptist said about John. He said that Jesus, what about Jesus? He said that Jesus was going to baptize us in the Holy Spirit. And Jesus has. We have the Holy Spirit in our heart to guide us.
但在你生活的处境中，你并非孤单，并非无助。还记得施洗约翰怎么说的？说的耶稣吗？ 他要用圣灵给我们施洗，他已经成就了。我们心中有了圣灵来引导我们。And
we have the Holy Spirit-inspired scriptures to guide us.
我们还有圣灵启示我们的圣经来指引我们。And
we have Jesus' promise that the Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth.
我们还有耶稣给我们的应许。 圣灵要进入我们，圣灵要引导我们进入一切的真理。And
we have spirit-filled brothers and sisters in Christ to help us.
我们还有在基督里被圣灵充满的弟兄姊妹来帮助我们。And
so I encourage you to find out what Jesus is telling you to do by committing yourselves to the following.
因此，我鼓励你们找出耶稣告诉你们要做的事情，并且委身于此。
Following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
顺服圣灵的引导。 灵的引领。
Prayerfully and faithfully reading God's word.
以虔诚的祷告、忠实的心来阅读上帝的话语。
And humbly asking mature, spirit-filled believers in Jesus to share their wisdom and insights with you.
谦卑的请求那些在耶稣里生命成熟的、被圣灵充满的信徒与你们分享他们的属灵的知识、属灵的智慧和见识。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Jesus, we come to you because you have the words of eternal life. You tell us that if we love you, we should keep your commandments.
主耶稣，我们来到你这里，因为你有永生之道。你告诉我们说，如果我们爱你，就应当遵守你的诫命。
Give us a big vision of you. Increase our faith.So that we can faithfully do whatever you tell us to do. Amen.
求赐给我们你的大能下，增强我们的信心，使我们能够忠实地去做你吩咐我们要做的一切的事，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. When we come to the Lord's Supper, we are doing what Jesus told us to do.
当我们来领受主的圣餐的时候，我们就是在做主耶稣告诉我们要做的事情。
He told us to celebrate this holy meal to remember Him. And in particular, remember His death on our behalf, as symbolized by the bread and wine, representing His broken body and poured out blood.
主告诉我们要庆祝圣餐，就是为了纪念他，特别是要庆祝他为我们而死。饼和酒象征着他破碎的身体和他为我们流出的宝血。
And we remember that Jesus did what his Father in heaven told him to do. It made no sense to die such a horrible death to bring life to his people.But Jesus did his Father's will. He was the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. And God the Father brought him back to life again.
我们还记得耶稣做了天父吩咐他做的事情，为的是给他的子民带来生命，而遭受了无谓的如此可怕的死亡。但耶稣遵行了天父的旨意。他是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命，父神又使他复活了。
So doing what God tells us to do is the crucial thing here.
所以遵行神吩咐我们去做的事，是我们生命中最重要的事情。
Honestly, it determines who can share in this meal.
诚实地说，这就决定了谁可以分享主的圣餐。
If you are committed with the help of the Holy Spirit to do whatever Jesus tells you to do, then you shall partake of the bread and the wine. But if you're not yet willing to do what Jesus tells you to do, you should refrain from taking part in this communion.
如果你在圣灵的帮助下，承诺委身，按照耶稣吩咐的去做。就是你已经是受洗的基督徒了，那么你们可以应该领受主的饼和杯。但如果你还不愿意做耶稣告诉你要做的事，还没有受洗的朋友们应该避免领受主的圣餐。
With that, let us pray.
就是这样，我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you for inviting us to have this time of fellowship with you through this supper as we remember your great sacrifice for us. Thank you that you guide us and protect us and comfort us in all things. Use this time and these communion elements to strengthen our faith and bind us closer to you. Amen.
Lord, 邀请我们借着主的圣餐与你团契， 为的是纪念你为我们舍命。我们感谢你在一切的事上引导我们，保护我们，并安慰我们。请使用于主的时间和主的圣餐的饼和杯来增强我们的信心，连接我们更加靠近你。奉主耶稣的名，
阿门。